party. Welcome in. Pardon Murph's Fantasy. Your boy Nolan Murphy with you here on the Snow Tap Podcast Network. Sports News on Tap. You can find us Stitcher, Apple iTunes Podcast, you name it. Our boy, the CEO, Charlie Tritchler, has done it all. He is back from London. Let's start out with the Brewers' unfortunate Game 2 loss. I'm sure Charlie will be all over that with some tapping the kegs as well as a daily tap. But that's why it's a seven-game series. Tough to blow that lead with the bullpen, and a little frustrating that Josh Hader was not available. But the Brewers will have another shot. Game 3 in L.A. Monday night going up against my Green Bay Packers. Let's get into this. Waiver wire weekends. Somebody I want you to pick up this week for next week. Baker Mayfield has a really good matchup next week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Baker is starting to look like certain weeks as a fantasy caliber starting quarterback. Waiver wire weekends number two, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Still unsure if Geronimo Allison and or Randall Cobb is going to play in week number six for the Green Bay Packers. And I like MVS. He's played well so far. Definitely outplayed Jamon Moore as rookie receivers. And he's been explosive. He was explosive in that week five matchup against the Detroit Lions. Number three, the tight end position has probably never been thinner in the NFL. I'm going to tell you to pick up a rookie tight end for the Dolphins, Mike Gesicki, the Penn State product. Potentially no AJ Derby tomorrow for the Dolphins. And also next week, the Dolphins, after they play the Bears tomorrow, they play the Lions next week. Pretty good tight end matchup. So maybe pick up Mike Gesicki tomorrow before the week six noon games on Sunday start. And you could have an opportunity to have, you know, a streaming tight end in week seven. Red zone game of the day. I mean, this has got to be Buccaneers-Falcons. Two awful defenses. Jameis Winston gets his first start off the bye. I look for Matt Ryan and Jameis Winston to be in a classic quarterback gunslinger duel. I love DeSean Jackson. I love Chris Godwin tomorrow. Obviously, Mike Evans, Calvin Ridley, Mohamed Sanu, we'll get to that. All Buccaneers and Falcons pass catchers. If you can start them, put them in your lineup. Prison inmate game of the week. This is going to be Bills Texans. Deshaun Watson, excuse me, is really banged up. We know how bad the Bills offense has been. LeSean McCoy going to have a tough matchup tomorrow. The Texans only allowing 76 rushing yards on the ground. That is my prison inmate game of the week. Alrighty, Pardon Murph's Fantasy, under 10 minutes, part of the Snow Tap Podcast Network. Murphy's Law, named by my boy Brady Keegan. This is something to do potentially. I really like trying to trade for Odell Beckham Jr. and LeSean McCoy in the cheap. We all know the rumors about LeSean McCoy potentially being traded maybe to the Eagles. That'd be a home run situation. And Odell Beckham Jr. had a tough Thursday night. He is battling it with Eli Manning right now as the Giants really can't throw the ball at all unless it's to Saquon Barkley. I like trying to get a number one receiver that was a top five wide receiver pick in Odell Beckham Jr. on the cheap with an owner that is really frustrating. This is what I do. I get players on the cheap, whether it's for my own teams or your teams if I help you manage it. I traded for LeSean McCoy twice in two different leagues this week for myself. Alrighty, our DraftKings lineup. Still a couple spots left, $5. This contest has been huge all year long at quarterback. I really like Jameis Winston. I mentioned this in our red zone game of the day. I expect Jameis to throw at least three touchdowns. Tons of quarterback depth right now in fantasy football. But what that means is you got to pick the right quarterback. So I like a Jameis Winston over an Andy Dalton tomorrow in week six. At the running back spots, Jordan Howard against Miami. He did not have a lot of production in their huge win against the Buccaneers. But I don't think Tariq Cohen will be as involved as he has been in past weeks. And I like Jordan Howard to be used a lot on the road in the heat against the Dolphins. Other running back position, Marshawn Beast Mode Lynch. I look for a revenge game here. Only $5,300 for a running back one against the Seahawks. This game is in Oakland, but I think Beast Mode could have 1-2 touchdowns. John Gruden's going to want to give his guy the ball at the goal line to try to score on his former team. Wide receivers, Tyler Boyd has been really a great breakout guy here in year two for the Bengals. They go up against the Steelers, who have an awful secondary. And he's really kind of been that second receiver they've been looking for since they left or lost Marvin Jones to the Lions opposite of A.J. Green. At the other receiver, Mike Evans, I'm going with the stack here. I'd expect a huge day against a decimated Falcons secondary. And then my final wide receiver spot, Tyler Lockett in London Tyler Lockett. This game is not in Oakland. It is actually in London. I like Tyler Lockett a lot. I actually am picking the Raiders to win this game. At tight end, Niles Paul. Austin Seffern Jenkins, he's out for the year. Niles Paul looked pretty good in limited action last week, replacing ASF. I like him a lot against the Cowboys. At the flex spot, Melvin Gordon. The Browns do have a good defense, but I think the Chargers are really going to lean on Melvin Gordon on the road. And at defense, I'm going to play the Raiders defense. It's really cheap, $2,100. I never like paying up. Four defenses in DraftKings, so I will go with the Raiders at $2,100. Still fill this contest up, guys. $5, 50 spots. Super fun to play. I feel like I'm on kind of a good win streak right now in DraftKings. Alrighty, some key inactives. One we know for sure, Leonard Fournette. Make sure you're looking at Dalvin Cook to see if he will actually be active tomorrow as the Vikings play the Cardinals on Sunday. My Mount Murph Pius pick of the week. This is my risky bet of the week. Chargers, Bears, road, moneyline parlay. I love both these teams, and I think they're both headed potentially to the playoffs. Yes, I said that about the Bears. So go with that Chargers, Bears, moneyline parlay for the Mount Murph Pius pick of the week. Don't forget, world's fastest pregame show on Instagram at the Nolan Murphy. Check that out tomorrow. I will get that going about noon Eastern, right before the 1 o'clock games as I sit here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Looking at some other games, Greg Olsen, we will see what his health looks like against the Redskins. Their defense looked awful last week on Monday Night Football. Colts, Jets, I almost made this our prison inmate game of the week. Really like Blaile Powell and Isaiah Crowell against the Colts. Cardinals, Vikings, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Kyle Rudolph, all must starts. And for the Cardinals, Josh Rosen's going to have a tough time as a Vikings defense tries to get right back at home. Steelers, Bengals, this is going to be a shootout. Expect Andy Dalton and Big Ben to have big games. Bills, Texans, we kind of touched on this. I'm a little worried about Deshaun Watson's health. That's why I'm not starting him in a few games this week. Rams, Broncos. The Rams defense has actually not been that good as of late. I love Emmanuel Sanders this week. And even Demaryius Thomas, I know he's in some trade rumors right now. But I think the Broncos could probably hang tough with the Rams as that is a home game for the Broncos. Ravens, Titans. I love John Brown. He's been Joe Flacco's number one receiver so far this year. Malcolm Butler's not been great for the Titans. I also like Michael Crabtree. If he's available, maybe make him a flex option. Jaguars, Cowboys, going to be a really tough matchup for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, you cannot start him against a great Jaguars defense. You got to start Ezekiel Elliott, but the Jaguars, they're going to have a ton of attention on him all afternoon long. And then Sunday Night Football, Chiefs at the Patriots. The Patriots have had a lot of success against quarterbacks under the age of 25. I look for the Chiefs actually to get their first loss of the year and the Patriots to kind of control their destiny in the AFC. Love Josh Gordon, love Sony Michel in this matchup, love James White in this matchup. And then Chiefs wise, I think you do have to start Sammy Watkins. I know he's been a little banged up, but the Patriots defense has looked okay at times this year, but we'll see. And then Monday Night Football, going up against Brewers-Dodgers Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. I actually like starting Marquise Goodwin, even though C.J. Beathard's at quarterback. The Packers have been burned a couple times this year in that Redskins game, in the Lions game, by deep ball receivers like Marquise Goodwin. And for the Packers, I think you got to start Aaron Jones. You got to start Marquez Valdez-Scantlin, and hopefully Aaron Rodgers, who had a setback this week injury-wise, is healthy on Monday Night Football. Alrighty, guys, that's Pardon Murph's Fantasy. Thanks again for listening here in the Snowtap Network. We will talk to you next Sunday, World's Fastest Pregame Show. Let's go, Brewers. Let's go, Packers.